Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. The hostess with the most is Miss Fabulous. It's the I Got Stuff to Say Show. Let's go.
Monday, November the 19th, 2012, Music Motivation Monday. You can tune in to hear us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn application. We are the I Got Something to Say radio show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice. And we also have CK in the building. We have Mr. Norfolk in the building, and we also have our producer, CEO, founder of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D. Slate, in the building. Tonight, we will have the feature, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, with me, your true and only, should I say, Miss Fabulous. Music and conversation, we'll also have GB back in the building, with CK on the scene, with CK bringing the latest information about poetry spots, blogs, author reviews, new books, applications, and social sites, and so forth, and also the quote of the day. Mr. Norfolk will be bringing in to say something news and ask out anything, random questions. And then, of course, we can't forget our memorable D. Slate with Let's Talk Sports with D. Slate and the Ghetto Gourmet. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is Monday, November 19, 2012, Music Motivation Monday, and our special guest for this evening will be no other than singer, songwriter, one of my favorite neo-soul artists, distant cousin to the late great. I'm not even going to say who it is. We'll talk about that later on. And then also, her boss is one of the most musical, iconic singers in the industry, and I'm not going to reveal that right now. But ladies and gentlemen, we will be speaking to the very beautiful, very gifted and talented Liv Warfield. So ladies and gentlemen, let's jump into the conversation and let's see who's in the building. I told you who's supposed to be in the building, but once again, we're going to go around and see how everyone's making out from the weekend. Let's start with you, CK. Are you in the building?
Hey, everybody, what's going on? CK's right here. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
We are good. We are good.
Yes. And then also we have, once again, our powerful, should I say, fearless leader, I am your leader. Dun, 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 dun. We got Mr. D. Slate in the building. What's going on, D. Slate?
Hey, what's happening, family? What's good? D. Slate in the building once again. The I Got Something to Say radio show, and we all got something to say tonight.
Absolutely. And I believe that, you know, Mr. Norfolk, sometimes he's running, you know, how that 264 traffic here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and of course we're in the Anonymous Blue Studio, so sometimes, you know, Virginia Beach, right now, we got lights out throughout the 264 area, and that's a given. But at the same time, he should be shortly on his way if he's not already in the building.
I'm lights out right now. It's lights out right now.
See, you know, he always going to make a
building.
Right. That's That's how he did. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Norfolk is in the building. We have our family. I always look forward to Mondays, of course. You know, Manic Monday, Motivation Monday, Music and Me Monday. All the M words you could possibly think of, the good ones. Get your mind out together and get your head wrapped around the I Got Something to Say radio show. If you want to get in where you fit in, once again, you can try us. And not try us, I want you to be a part of us at 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. You can tune in with your TuneIn radio applications. We're on iTunes, and this is the best of Blog Talk Radio, one of the best independent radio shows around the country. We have people as far away as Canada, Hawaii, listening to us. So we say aloha, what's up, how you doing, como estas, bonjour, let me get up my stick man, hey, woohoo! All of those things, yeah, we're saying, yeah, greetings, salutations. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're going to have a fabulous, fabulous show tonight. And, of course, we're breaking in what we're going to call Turkey Day on Thursday. But this is Thanksgiving week, should I say, pre-Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve. Can I say that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and start off the conversation a little bit. Thanksgiving Eve, right, because it's 3 days before Thursday, so Thanksgiving Eve, right? So every show we always have some crazy little sayings. I'm going to get my granddaughter, and then what's our other memorable saying that we had? It's 5:55. So we got some crazy stuff that we always remember. The one thing I want you to tune into.
No, you got to say bond.
Born. That's right, because we are born and got your show paints on, of course. Because this is the I Got Something to Say show with the hostess with the most on the microphone. Once again, it is CK, Mr. Norfolk, and D. Slay, and yours truly, Miss Fabulous, in the building. If you're on the East Coast, it's 6 minutes after the hour of 9, and we still got a long, long time to give you what you need by way of music, entertainment, all that good stuff. So, yeah, so this is Thanksgiving, what? Eve, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Eve, right. Eve, and don't take my stuff and use it because it is copywritten with a little C in a circle. All right. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about some random things. First, what is going on with the hostess cakes? Can somebody please enlighten me? What in the ding-dong twinkie is going on with the hostess? Not with the mostest, but the hostess. What's going on? Anybody?
Hey, yo. Baby
they
D.
Can't come
baby D is about to snap, yo. I'm trying to tell you, it's baby D's all over the world. That's about to, it's about to be a riot. It's about to be off the chain.
What?
If I can't
like a breaking necklace.
Let them stop making Twinkies. It's going to be a problem. That's all I gotta say.
Exactly. Twinkies has been around for so long. I remember being born. Yeah, it's a girl Twinkies. You know what I'm saying? That's been a long time. So you know that's a deep association. Truly. CK, what's your thoughts on the Twinkie situation or the hostess? Not with the mostest, but the hostess. What are your thoughts? You took a long time to respond, y'all. Right, yeah.
He got a mouthful of Twinkie now.
I'm telling you, it was like a Mitt Romney moment. What in the world? What the world?
Okay, I feel like this. The whole thing. I've been playing around with this all weekend on Facebook, telling everybody they're giving out seances for the loss of the hostess's company, and I was playing around with it. I had fun with the whole thing. I mean, it's sad to hear. I don't think they're going to let their company fold like that because they've been around too long. They make some of the best sweets out there, you know. And I tell everybody, if you want to buy my new book, I won't be the same without my Twinkie. And it tells a story of innocent people and their love for Twinkies, you know, right now. But, but I mean, they could have changed it sometimes in agreement in that. And these people shouldn't have to strike and lose their jobs because of something that the company couldn't negotiate personally. Now,
right.
I'm upset because that goes my apple pies, my cherry pies, my lemon pies. I don't even care for the chocolate fillings, even though I had one before when I was a kid. That goes my Wonder Bread. I mean, the list goes on and on with Hostess products, but I just think that was really silly that they gonna shut down because they didn't come to a negotiation of agreement for the union. That's how I feel about
that. All right, 30 seconds or less, because we got two more little quick topics we want to talk about before we actually get into some music and some other things. So what are your thoughts, D. Slate, about the Hostess situation?
I truly think that if they don't get the Hostess Twinkie situation taken care of, it's going to be a lot of Creamfield ass whoopings going on in the United States. I really think they need to get it together. Get it together, okay? You know, people out there, there's people out there who wake up in cold sweats, waking up in cold sweats. A lot of big bone brothers and sisters waking up in cold sweats at night with the thought that Twinkies ain't going to be around no more. Don't nobody like ho-ho. Don't nobody like no damn cupcakes. Twinkies. The yellow, chubby-looking, cream-filled brother on the package with the cowboy hat. That's what people love. That's what people want to see. It's a lot of cold sweats, people waking up just slapping their spouses for no reason, you know. So I'm going to go get a Twinkie knowing ain't no damn Twinkies in the house. Look, I think they need to get it situated before it's a lot of cream-filled ass whoopings going on in America right now.
Of course. And, of course, we always have to figure out what is the best thing possible. So let's move on to the next quick random discussion. What in the world? You know, of course, this is Thanksgiving week, so hopefully somewhere within the show we'll be able to give our Thanksgiving reflections. So, of course, what goes along with Thanksgiving, you know what I'm getting ready to say. Your green money, right, with your red lines because, you know, everything is high, then the price of gas. But we're talking about no other than Black Friday. 30 seconds or less, what in the world do you think is over-commercialized? Do you think it's under-commercialized? Black Friday is really emerging into Gray Thursday, and then you also have Small Business Saturday, and then you have Cyber Monday. Do you think this is just overrated to the point that we're taking away from the real meaning of Thanksgiving, that stores are actually opening up at 12 o'clock midnight on Thanksgiving, and then actually some stores are open on Thanksgiving? What are your thoughts, 30 seconds or less, CK?
Well, I got to be Black Friday. That's all I got to say.
You got what now?
Well, I got to be Black Friday. How come it's going to be a sale Friday? How come it got to be Black Friday?
That might be a question you probably want to ask when we say ask Al anything. So you might want to hold that, and maybe Al can answer
right,
that
brother.
When he says the segment.
That's right. Throw
yeah.
your fist up in the air when you say that. Throw your fist in the air.
That's right. I got my Afro picking out now what you say.
Right. That's right.
And in the words of people around Norfolk, what you mean? Exactly, Black Friday. 30 seconds or less, Al. What's going on? What are your thoughts with the Thanksgiving, the Black Friday, the hype, the commercialism, people camping out? You know, there's some people that have camped out for Black Friday as early as the weekend of this week. So, I mean, do you think it's gone too far? What are your thoughts?
Man, I'm a baller. I balls out. I don't wait for no sale. I balls out. If you got to ask what the price is, you can't afford it. I'm a baller. You heard? I keep $1,000. I got a black card. I got a black card. I got a triple black card. Worry about nothing. I'm a baller. Ain't ramp money.
Yeah, you better make sure that you don't have a 30-second hole, baller. You better get your defense. Get your life. Get your life. The words of Tamar Braxton. And last but certainly not least, 30 seconds or less, what are your thoughts on the Black Friday, white plus gray, you know, Black Friday, fist in the air, you know, shopping sprees, people beating each other, macing each other, you know, it's just crazy. What are your thoughts, D. Slate?
Well, I got to say this. I wish I had Abdul Muhammad money like Al, but
right?
I just want to say that I'm kind of looking forward to Blue Saturday. That's what I'm looking forward to. Blue Saturday, when everybody go into the store, thinking the sales are still going on, and the sales associates tell them, sorry, it's full price now, and the look on their face, or the sad or the frown on their face when they find that it's not on sale no more. Blue Saturday. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you said that because, you know, some colors are actually synonymous with retail. Say, for instance, the Blue Light Special, right? Or
right,
the Blue
right.
Light Law. In Virginia, they have the Blue Light Law where it used to be Sundays, a lot of retail stores were closed. And then also they would close at a certain time. I'm not sure for our specific and central listeners if that actually went into effect. But now on the East Coast, we have, Virginia particularly, the stores are open, but they just close around 5 or 6 or whatever. So that was the Blue Sunday Law, I believe. And then, you know, you have the Red Light Special where one of our retail chains, I'm not going to say the name because then they have to run me my money for advertisement. However, see, I'm being smart, right? That's right. That's right. Yeah, I got something to say, Blog Talk Radio. But, you know, one of the national chains used to have red light specials. So the red light comes on, then people run to the register, and then they get the services or the items at a discounted price. And last but not certainly least, the reason why it is called Black Friday is because the financial cycle starts over in terms of quarterly and so on and so forth, and you're not in the red. The opposite of red within the financial world would be black. So that means you owe absolutely nothing. You start over from beginning. So it either can be a bull type of industry or a bull type of economy, or it can be a bear type of economy. So I'm not going to wrap that up to my MBA degree, you know, in marketing management for those who may be listening and need a consultant. My number is 777-9311. So, but I am pretty much just stating, and you all just missed that number, 777-9311.
I want to spend the night with you. That's
you
all right.
Hey.
No, no. They ain't with it. They ain't with it.
See, they're not with it. And so you need to know the stuff, how time is associated with Prince and Prince is associated with, ooh, did I give it away? Yeah, our next guest that's going to be coming on the show. But that's what we do here on the I Got Something to Say. And I got one more thought for What in the World segment. 15 seconds or less. I need everybody to go around the room. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert? Let's go, CK.
Banana pudding.
Why do you like banana pudding? And why did you say it like that? Banana pudding.
My mom makes the best banana pudding in the world. Homemade, not none of that pudding in the box with the vanilla wafers and the bananas. I can't get it.
Did you say wafers or wafers? Vanilla wafers?
Vanilla wafers.
Okay. Now, do they put
I thought he said woofers. I said, I was like, damn, CK loves some speakers up in his dessert, huh? He's like, your dessert loud, huh?
Be like, I want some more banana pudding! Is that, okay. That's,
nah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Then you said my mama make the best, my mama. Well, okay.
Yeah, I went big kid on y'all. Big kid.
Okay. You get Missouri, and I'll get Boston on you because, you know, we drive cars, all right? Yeah, and I can't get normal because my head and my hands are moving at the same time while I'm on the radio. Get PT on you. All right. So what about you, Mr. Norfolk?
Hey, yo, man, banana pudding going to get two. Yeah, you know I mean, gonna get two joints, man. Cause like, check it out. We be trying not to do all the sugar, so she make the light banana pudding, and it still be tasting like the real banana pudding. Yeah, you know I mean, y'all don't even know what's going on over here, son. It's like that.
I feel a Wu-Tang effect coming on. Right. What about you, D-Slate?
Well, I just want to clarify. It, you know, they got two different kind of banana puddings. I mean, they got banana pudding. You know, for the brothers, and then they got light skin banana pudding. So, you know, I mean, it just depends on, you know, whichever one you like yourself. You want the real banana pudding or you want light skin banana pudding?
I want nana pudding. Nana pudding. It ain't even got no B in front of it. It's just straight nana pudding.
That's it, exactly. I gotta say my favorite is butt naked sweet potato pie. And butt naked sweet potato pie is
sweet potato pie.
It's sweet potato pie without the crust. Now I know all the dirty minded people is butt naked sweet. I'm not talking about you going out there and doing no American pie scene. I'm just saying butt naked sweet potato pie is sweet potato pie without the crust. Bam, there we go.
Without the crust. I like the crust, man. I like the crust, but I was liking, you know what I'm saying, butt naked sweet potato pie like me on some Van Rains, baby boy, you know what I'm saying, eating a piece of sweet potato pie, you know what I mean?
I vote
your
for that one, too. It's getting hot in here. Yeah, definitely. Another Smooth Studios is heating up here, and we are all in the building, and I'm going to say my favorite dessert is strawberry cake with strawberry icing or frosting. It all depends on where you're from. Some people say frosting. Some people say icing. Okay, let me just real quick, just to, you know, point out a regional thing. Do you buy groceries or do you make groceries?
We make groceries, bro.
You have to wait till the curb. What's your curb?
We make groceries.
Hey,
now is it strawberry cake or strawberry cake?
Hold on. Let's go back. CK, do you make groceries or do you buy groceries?
We make groceries.
Okay. Now, let's do this in order. Mr. Norfolk, do you buy groceries or make groceries?
Well, because my wife says we'll make groceries, we buy groceries, but I've been making groceries all my life till I met my wife. You dig?
Of course. Proper jelly. Yes. And then D. Slate, do you mind if you tell me if you buy groceries or do you make groceries?
Well, I got to say, when I got money, I buy groceries. When I ain't got no money, I make groceries. I make them.
Okay, well, I'm going to give a remedy to all of this. And if our listeners are on Facebook, if you can just put on the I Got Something to Say show page or Poetic Justice page or Mr. Al Norfolk's page or Christopher Kaiser's page or D. Slate's page, any of our pages, but definitely preferably on the I Got Something to Say. And that is EYE, by the way. Do you buy groceries or do you make groceries? I do neither. You know what I do? I purchase my groceries. How about that? I purchase.
I have boo ghetto. I have booty, have ghetto, boo ghetto.
That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Let us know what do you do, buy or purchase. One last thing. Do you like the right Twix or do you like the left Twix? CK.
What's the difference?
Just answer the question, sir. The right side or the left Twix? Which one?
I'm going to go with the left.
Okay. Mr. Norfolk, do you like the right Twix or the left Twix?
I'm going to go ahead and say pause because I don't put chocolate sticks in my mouth. You know what I mean? I ain't with that, yo. I ain't with that, yo.
Okay.
Pause.
And back to you, D-Slate. Do you like
the right? You said just wait for you to say, no, I just like the caramel.
You know what? Okay. This is going to be the best show ever.
I don't like the right or the left. I like the middle twist.
Right. Of course you do. And I'm winking with my eye because this is the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Blog Talk Radio. This is what we do all the time, every Monday in the Anonymous Blue Studios. I can't even talk.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, saying that, I guarantee it's a whole bunch of people right now going back to the gas station saying, hey, man, where the hell my middle Twix at? The middle Twix is missing, brother.
Right. Just like there's a lot of people taking back their donuts because they have holes in them. So,
exactly.
My sentiments, exactly. So when the red light comes on, make sure that you proceed with caution. Don't take your donuts back because they have holes in them. So we're going to be talking a lot about food and cutting up and everything because we can, because, again, this is Turkey Day, or should I say Thanksgiving in advance? So what did I say earlier? Remember we relapsed. It must be the middle Twix. I said this
Eve,
is
Eve. You put three Eves on here. I wish it was
That's
three
right.
Eves in here.
That's right.
I mean,
Hey. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. We are having a blast. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, CK. Also, we have Mr. Norfolk and D. Slate in the building. It is 25 minutes after the hour. It is 9:25 around your town right now. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into our first musical break for this evening, and of course I like to call it a little something like this, Poetics Personality Picks. So, you know, I always switch it up every week, and I have some very, very interesting selections of choice that I think that you all are going to definitely enjoy. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pass the mic over to our producer, going to take our first musical break, and when we come back, we hope that we will have the very lovely, very talented, very beautiful singer, songwriter, distant cousin, should I say, to, well, I'll announce that later. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Liv Warfield in the building. So D. Slate, take it away. Poetics Personality Picks.
Here we go. Poetics Personality Picks right here on the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say show. We got some Kanye West, some Frank Ocean, some Ryan Leslie coming in with Poetics Personality Picks. The I Got Something to Say radio show. Do you got something to say? Damn, stop chewing the gum and say something, will you?
Flash, light, light, light. What do I know? watching this style. I'm loving your smile and the way you get down. Now I can't see no one else. It's you by yourself, yeah, in spite of the crowd.
Maybe no one else matters.
It started off with the kiss,
yeah.
Never expecting this,
So
now I'm in coping with my addiction, addiction. Started off with the kiss,
yeah.
Never expecting this, So now I'm in coping with my addiction.
While all the girls say,
I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. You're my addiction. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. You're my addiction.
When I'm looking in the mirror, honey, you are all I see. That I need you here with me. You feel it? Let's go.
Hey,
I was hoping you'd notice the way that I like to have you around, around, yeah. Listen, and you will find that your heart beats for me till I hear the sound.
And it only does matter.
It started off with the kiss. Never expecting this, So now I'm in coping with my addiction, addiction. Started off with the kiss, Never expecting this, So now I'm in coping with my addiction.
While all the girls say,
I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted to you. You're my addiction. I'm addicted.
It is our pleasure to introduce our esteemed guest for tonight. Miss Liv Warfield, a native of Peoria, Illinois, has one of the most distinctive and promising voices in alternative R&B soul. Liv started her singing career after moving away from home and settling into Portland, Oregon in her late teens. It was here that Liv started dabbling in the music industry and had the opportunity to work with local musicians. These artists gave Liv the platform to express herself musically and grow as an artist. After stepping on stage, everything transformed for the once Upon a Time, Shy Girl from Peoria. Liv had the honor and pleasure of performing alongside of a host of legendary artists such as Prince, B.B. King, The Roots, Dave Matthews Band, Al Green, and Jeffrey Osborne, to name a few. Her musical heroines, Nina Simone, Etta James, Tina Turner, Sade, and Mary J. Blige, inspire her alternative R&B soul style. And she's the most, one of the most sensational singers in what we like to call the neo-soul era. Liz is boldly making strides in the music industry and invite you to join her on her journey. She says, I'm letting myself go. No boundaries. I'm in full flight right now, ladies and gentlemen. Please give a warm D-Hour Show, I Got Something to Say radio show welcome to the beautiful Miss Liv Warfield.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Hi. How are you, Liv?
I'm great. I am wonderful. Besides the rain here in Portland, I'm great.
Wow. Well, once again, we're going to go around the room. I just wanted to say I am just ecstatically crazy right now because I always say, I know they say, Miss Fabulous always say she's my favorite. And da-da-da-da-da-da. No, listen, the I Got Something to Say radio show audience. Thank you. But you have no idea how much I love Liv Warfield's music. I'm telling you,
oh,
it is
goodness.
TheBomb.com. You are truly a sophisticated sister.
Oh, hey, for goodness. Hey. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
yes.
that. Thank you.
Yes, you are phenomenal. So I'm going to go around the room real quick, and if you don't mind hanging out, we'd like to chat with you for a little bit and get to know
sure.
you and we introduce you to the world because I'm telling you, I want to be underrated artist, I'm telling you. And I just have some things that I want to ask and pull out. So I'm just so excited. Let me go around the room. We have in the Anonymous Blue Studios here on the I Got Something to Say radio show, we have CK. CK, I want you to say hi to one of my favorite neo-soul national recording artists, Miss Liv Warfield.
Hello, how you doing?
How are you, CK?
I'm doing just great. Thank you for coming on here. You got PJ jumping all in her seat. I'm just glad you're here. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, and then we also, CK is one of our media, social media brothers, and he is definitely a huge proponent of this show. So I want to move over next to Mr. Al Norfolk, who is definitely also a lover of the neo-soul music, photographer extraordinaire. I want to definitely introduce you, Al, Mr. Norfolk, to one of my favorite artists, hands down, Miss Liv Warfield.
You don't know her like that.
You know what I mean?
I'm just playing. Hey, look, is you some kin to Marsha Warfield?
The actress?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. On Nightcore, I'm not sure.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show, and don't mind me, I'm just messing.
That's all right. I'll take it.
Wow, wow. Al, you know what? You're a poo-poo head for that. You don't talk to one of my favorite artists like that. Who do you think you are? You don't know me. You don't know us. You don't know us.
Give him a smack, CJ.
Okay. And once again, I digress. And you had the opportunity to speak with our producer, the CEO, founder of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D. Slate. This is the incomparable, the very beautiful, gifted, and talented neo-soul underrated national recording artist, Miss Liv Warfield, is in the building. What?
Well, Liv. First of all, Liv, I want to add on to what PJ said that you are definitely because I love your music. You have some incredible music, and you are definitely thebomb.com/theshiznit. I want to say also if you are related to Marsha Warfield, let her know that D. Slate believes in Night Court. Night Court's going to come back. Tell her I believe in Night Court.
Yes.
All right, okay.
I just want to say absolutely from the bottom of our hearts, I want to say it is an absolute honor and it's a pleasure to have you on the show. We are absolutely blessed to have you on the show with us tonight.
Thank you so much. I really do thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate this. I really do. So thank you. Also, all this love. So I'm overwhelmed, honestly. I just thank you.
Well, I got to say, you know, PJ was the one that definitely hit me onto your music, and then I got an opportunity to listen to it. You're an incredible singer. I love your music. Your music has the type of feel and the type of flavor that we all love so much about R&B. So I thank you so much for being the creator of such beautiful music.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I had a really good time recording that record. It's a lot of things that I've gone through in my life, you know. I guess I just had to write a lot of it down. That record was really magical to me. It's been a while since I've done another record, but that one especially, it means a lot, you know, and it's definitely steps forward to something else that I can't wait to do, so.
Absolutely.
Yes, well, I'm going to go ahead and start off because I have so many questions that are burning inside of me, but I just want to say this is a distinct honor to have you on the show. We've had a lot of other tremendous, beautiful singers that you've been compared to. We've had the very lovely Kanye Doss on the radio and Don B.
Yes.
We've also had Lila James on. So,
yes.
You know, when you go in and you do a search for neo-soul artists or just national recording artists within this genre, these are some of the names that come up. So I am truly blessed to say that all the people that I've mentioned have been on the show. And I'm like, yeah, go team.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yes. Yes, they're beautiful ladies. I know Kanye, too, and they're all beautiful ladies. I feel very lucky to be, you know, in that group with them. Thank you. I really do.
Absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. Now, listen, I do a lot of things, and so normally I'll just put on my Pandora station and playlist, and then I'll go through various artists and make a station, right? So as I was doing so, your song or your music popped up when I created a Jill Scott station. And I was like, who is this lady? This was years ago, right? I was like, who is this lady? And I'm telling you, from that point on, it's like I have two Liv Warfield stations, okay? A playlist.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What? And I'm telling you, people on my job are hooked on your music, okay? White, black, Republican, Democratic, Green Party, Independent. I wear my sunglasses at night. It doesn't even make a difference. They were like, where can you purchase this? And I'm like, okay, I'm the proponent. Your album, Embrace Me, it has embraced me totally. I'm telling you, the DJ song, Sophisticated Sister, Waiting. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So I noticed that you mentioned that you have so many women and which have inspired you, from Ella Fitzgerald to so many other people. Now, when PK, or I believe D. Slate, asked you if you were related to Marsha, no, it was Al, asked you if you were related to Marsha Warfield, you're not related to Marsha Warfield, but you are related to
Richard Pryor. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that, listening to audience? And when you look, the resemblance is in the eyes. I was like, okay, let me get myself together. One of my favorite singers is related to one of my favorite comedians. You better call the police. I'm calling them right now. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to send two cars. Yes.
It's pretty special. It's pretty special. I mean, Peoria is not a big city yet. I mean, it's the second biggest, I think, in Chicago. And Peoria's got a lot of hidden talents, you know, and everybody knows, obviously, Peoria being Richard Pryor. But, yes, I definitely like to claim that. I'm not that funny, but I would like to – I definitely, you know, he's definitely blood for sure, definitely. Not anything far away. You know, like people like to claim stuff, but I definitely claim. Definitely so.
Absolutely. Now, how is he related to you? What is the relation factor?
Actually, it's on my father's side. So, you know, my last name is Warfield, but actually it's actually my grandfather's cousin. So you know, we married into a lot of Pryors in our family, and, you know, it's a very long history. So Warfield and Pryor. So I'm a Warfield and / Pryor. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's pretty special. A lot of people are like, huh, like, yeah, right. But it's definitely, definitely true.
Wow, that was just, it blew me away, definitely. And also, let's get into your desire. You have worked with some tremendous people throughout the years, as you noticed that you had really have not come back out with a musical project, because Embrace Me was done, what, in 2005 or 6? What was the last?
2006. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So only a fan would know this information. So I encourage you all right now, if you're on your social network, your phone, your iPhone, your nose phone, whatever, your Facebook, your MacBook, yes, you need to Google this woman. She is awesome in all caps. I am screaming all caps, awesome.
Oh,
so I'm going to get the big, yes, the big coup de grace before I go around the room, the big, big mm-hmm. coup de grace. You have been in the industry. You've worked with an enormous amount of people. Would it be safe mm-hmm. to say that you are a PK?
Hey, preacher's kid? PK?
Yes.
I'm more
yes.
like a deacon's daughter. Not a preacher's kid, a deacon's daughter.
And this is
so she's
a
double D. She's a double D.
Double D.
Double D. That's right.
For
and
real.
Not in size. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, and I had
yes.
to bring that up because, you know, people often associate grassroots from or humble beginnings from church or this influence
yes,
or a family background. So just tell us a little bit about your humble beginnings, and then once everyone goes around the room, we're going to close the conversation with talking a little bit about your boss. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be like, stop the press. This lady has worked with one of the most iconic people in the industry today. So let's talk a little bit about your past and your background and things in that musically motivating. Why did you decide to get into the industry?
Well, it was something I hid from my family for a long time. I really didn't start singing until I moved out to Portland, and I moved out to Portland when I was 19. So I was in athletics my whole life. I was a gymnast for 13 years. I was in track. I was a heptathlete for like 15, 16 years. I got a scholarship to Portland State, but these things, it was something underneath that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to sing, but I was very shy, I kept it all in. I kept it away from people until I moved out, away from home. You know, I came from, you know, a very strict, you know, stripped upbringing, and so, you know, I just didn't want people to see that side of me until I got away from family, you know, until I broke loose. And, you know, I met a lot of great people here in Portland, and I really started to discover my musical roots. I definitely, you know, went out to see a lot of live bands. My first actual live concert was to go see Sade, and that blew me away. And I knew then, and watching her perform and her performances, I was like, oh, my God, like, if I could sound like anybody or just, you know, because I could always write. I always was a writer. I wrote a lot in my journal, but you know, I could sing too, but just I kept it hidden from people. And, you know, different people in Portland just kind of brought me along to the shows, live shows. I would just sit in the back room, and I would just sit in the back and watch people perform all day long. Any live shows I could go to, I was on it. And Linda Hornbuckle in Portland, Oregon, she pretty much, you know, took me under her wing and just would have me at all of her shows, and I would watch her perform. And then she suggests, maybe you should have your own band or start your own band. I was like, yeah, right. So I was at Portland State, and I would put up flyers for, you know, musicians and, you know, anybody want to, you know, start a band. There's a soul singer that wants to just kind of want to start, try something. And one thing led to the next, and I just, you know, I was very lucky to have a lot of people in Portland to just kind of teach me, you know, just I was just maybe engulfed with all this new music. You know, I started to fall in love with Donny Hathaway. I mean, I was brought up in the church, so the Clark Sisters were my thing, and, you know, Mississippi Mass Choir. I mean, I was brought up on all that, but I just was never, you know, the secular world, I guess. I just never heard a lot of that music, you know, and so I was like a sponge. So the more funk I heard, I mean, my father always played music around the house, but it was always pushed away and never really could really listen to it until, like, now, like, he's opening up all these trunks of all this music, you know, like, you know, George Duke and, like, all these greats that I'm like, okay, how come you didn't expose me to this thing, you know? But I've just been really blessed to, I don't know, just really soak it up and really go with my heart. I just, you know, music is just in me. I don't have an explanation why, but I, mm-hmm. it's just there. It's in me. I feel it. I breathe it. I love it. It's my soul, you know? So.
Right. And you seem to be really, really eclectic. You really can't put you in a Pandora box and put the seal on and be like, okay, to the ocean forevermore. You know, you have a little bit of neo soul, a little bit of soul, mm-hmm. a little bit of rocker. You kind of remind me of that, you know, that rocker chick, but with a, you know, with the a gospel influence, a neo soul influence. And that is the beauty of music, to be able to put a variation spin on not being classified in one specific genre or demographic. I do want to say this, that your influence on music is very heartfelt. I'm not sure if you did the writing on your album in 2006 or if you had a ghostwriter, but the lyrics, the words, just, oh, God, it is, your album is what it states. Embrace me, it is embracing, it's inviting, and it's heartfelt. So did you do the writing on your former project?
Yes, I did all the writing, everything.
Wow.
And I guess it's just a lot of stuff, you know, I've had to, I don't know, try it out and test it. I'm really critical, and most artists probably are very critical of themselves, maybe not, but I am. I'm super, super critical. So I don't, you know, I just really listen to what, you know, I guess my soul was telling me to write. I just, you know, they're stories. They're my stories. You know, I can only write from a place that I know or I've seen or, you know, but they're my personal stories, to be honest. You know, like ABCs. ABCs I wrote for myself because, you know, I'm writing to myself like, okay, girl, you can be encouraged. You know, it's the ABCs of life. You know, these things are going, you're gonna come to a stop in the road, but that's not going to keep you. You have to, you know, learn your values. What are your values, your core values? You know, I just always wanted to have, like, a blueprint that I can look back and maybe listen to. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, I wrote that. But then I'm like, okay, I need, you know how people say you need to take your own advice sometimes.
Right.
You give somebody advice, and I'm like, okay, maybe I need to take my own advice. And I'm listening back like, okay, oh, my God. Yeah, you know, my writing for me comes from a really special place. I mean, I know it sounds very cliche, but it really does. I mean, mm-hmm. it's spiritual. It's very spiritual. Mm-hmm. I take it really serious, you know, and I want my music to be felt that way. I want people to feel my music and walk away with a message, you know. So.
And that is really, really critical, what you just stated, because it is one thing to listen to a song, but it's another thing to invariably to hear the music. And there is a differential between the two. Hearing the music is hearing the message and feeling an emotion attached to what you listen to. And then just listening is just simply just that. You're looking for the beat. You're looking for the bars. You're looking for the bass or whatever. So we are all subjected to how we take music in and the effect in which it gives upon us. But I want to say that I want to go around the room real quick because I know there are some other questions, and CK and Mr. Norfolk and D. Slate want to chat a little bit with you. And then I have that mm-hmm. closing remark that I want to bring to the audience, the mega person, the mega star, the iconic superstar that you've worked with, and you've drawn great influence from that particular person. We don't hear a lot about you, you know, in the industry and, you know, on the media circuit and so on and so forth. You're kind of like that diamond in the rough that have all this immense talent. And I'm just saying, when I say underrated, I mean that truly in a good sense, because you're definitely before your time, and I just want to hear and see more of Liv Warfield. I really do. But I'm going to defer to Mr. CK at this time, who is also a lover of all types of music, but in particularly neo-soul. I'm not sure if he's had the opportunity to embrace you. You like how I put that together? Instead of embrace me.
yeah, I did.
Inside Inside Joke, everybody. That's right. That's the name of her album. So, two chairs going to pass the mic so you can talk a little bit with Miss Warfield. What you got for Liv Warfield?
Well, I have got to listen to it, and I love your music. You are absolutely wonderful. God bless you. Let me make my question quick and short. Is there any artist out here in the industry today that you would love to work with?
That I would love to work with?
Yes.
Lenny Kravitz.
Woo!
And amongst others, but that's one. There's a lot of people I could list. Stokely from Mint Condition.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Manhunt.
Ooh, yes.
Goodness, there's a lot. I mean, Sade, the list can definitely go on for sure. But
okay.
There's other people who, yeah.
Great. Great.
All right. Okay, right now I'm going to defer. When you said Van Hunt, I was like, something went through me. See, these are names that are very eclectic. And if unless you're a poet or, you know, an underground artist or a musician yourself, you're like, Van Hunt. No, Google that. Google Van Hunt. And I'm telling you, that is nothing
yes.
to be reckoned with. That's like a Dwelle before Dwelle. That's like a, you know, Eric Robeson before Eric Robeson. I can go on and on and on because I love freaking Van Hunt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I digress. Yes, I can see it right now. The two of you all will probably revitalize the Ashford and Simpson of my soul.
Oh,
okay. Nielsen, that is. Yes,
oh,
I'm going to defer. Yes, defer to Mr. Norfolk right now. What do you have for the very lovely and comparable Miss Liv Warfield?
Well, I gotta commend you on that Mint Condition reference, like Stokely. That's one one of the baddest dudes on the planet right now.
Right.
Yes.
But here's my question. Mm-hmm. What would you say would be that thing that sets you apart?
I think what sets me apart is because I think I have a lot of different tastes. I'm very rock, I'm very soul, I'm very jazz, I'm very, you know, I have all those styles. I think my performance sets me apart. I mean, a lot of people have seen me perform with several people, but I think when I'm with my band, I think I have that something special that's different. I really am vulnerable. I really let myself go. You know, I feel like I'm a rock soul vocalist that people haven't had a chance to really, really listen to and hear. And my lyrics set things apart. You know, they're true, like I said, they're truly my story. I like to do it in a way that it's a musical. Like, if you were to go to Broadway, I feel like I would want my shows to, what would set me apart is that I kind of act them out, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you see a show. I think that's different, you know, and I think the message is different. You know, I'm more concerned now about my message and what I'm trying to let the world hear. It can be about love songs, but just like Sly and the Family Stone, you can still be funky, but you can talk about everyday people. You can still get funky and still talk about taking people higher, you know, and I think that's what's missing, and I think that's what I want to bring
Can I ask just another question? Would you ever consider doing doing work with like a CeeLo Green or like a George Ann Woodrow's?
Ooh. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. I would love that.
Mm.
That'd
okay.
be amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean,
wow.
I feel like the works that what I'm trying to do is, like Isaac Hayes, Chef,
mm-hmm.
orchestral music is not really in the music anymore. Like the violins are missing. All that stuff, you know,
right.
you know, it told a story, and that's what I'm trying to do right now. I think that's my next moving on, trying to do another record, is telling a story, what my story is. I'm infatuated, and I love Cleopatra Jones. It's like
mm-hmm.
taking that, taking her story and what she did and incorporating in mine, so I want to make it the future Cleopatra Jones. That's how
wow.
I feel.
I mean, I could go on and on, so I'm gonna just go ahead and pass it. Because I get eclectic when it comes to that real music. You know what I'm saying? One more question. You ever thought about working with Chris Dave? Since you said Stokely, you got to know who Chris Dave is too. Daddy Dave, the drummer.
Okay. Now. Yeah, so we can go definitely on and on about this conversation. I would love to. Even like the last, I know they have a record out now, but even the record before then they just put out. I'm blown away by their musical arrangements. It's crazy.
Right.
Like they can go from rock to the R&B to their style, their musical styles. It's a big range, and that's why I love them so much. That's why I love Mint Condition, is because they're not put in a box. You can't put them in a box.
No, you can't.
Yeah, we can go on and on. No. We can go on and on.
Yes.
Go ahead, D-Slate.
Actually, before D comes on, I kind of want to jump in here like double dutch. It's like gotten a higher rate now, so I want to have my two jumps, and then I'll turn for you. I'm just not double-handed. So I'm jumping in right now. When you all were talking about live instrumentation, it actually sent off a musical trigger for me, because I'm a huge fan of, we spoke with actually Bobby Caldwell, a couple of weeks ago. But like some of the old music from the 70s, right? It was like the Love Unlimited Orchestra with Barry White and Glow Dean.
Yes.
You know, the trumpets and the brass sections and the Stevie Wonder's, you know, people are not ready. Everyone is sampling, you know what I mean? And the DJ systems and so on and so forth. It's like you can buy a beat for $9.99 plus tax, you know what I mean? But what about actually getting in to the groove of creating? And that is the operative word. A lot of artists and a lot of people are afraid to be eclectic. And that is the word for today. The word for today is eclecticism. You have to not be afraid to step outside of the box, even if it's cardboard. Step outside of it. And, you know, even in your photo shoots, you know what I mean? It's like you're rocking your braids. You're looking like Paisley Park. Then you're looking like a diva, you know. And I'm like, wow, you know, she has all these different multi-facets about her, and that's what really, really sets you aside differently from the rest. You know, and even in just being an African-American woman, you speak about, you know, Portland, Oregon. And I'm from Boston. People be like, are there any black people in Boston?
Right.
I'm like, are you serious? No, this and Donna Summer? What are you talking about? Get your life, you know? And I'm like, yeah. So we are a multitude of race that, you know, we are challenged by a lot of different things, but music is not one of them. And me as a classical harpist, I've been playing the harp for over 20-something years. I can definitely...
Oh, wow.
You know, cyberly shake your hand and give you a hug, sister, to let you know thank you for being able to take a chance and not afraid to do so. Thank you for mentioning live instrumentation. It is imperative. It's imperative. And I too can go on and on in a Erykah Badu fashion. So I'm going to defer right now and pass the mic to our fearless leader, Mr. D. Slate. What do you have for the very beautiful, incomparable, and articulating guest tonight, Ms. Liv Warfield?
Well, first I want to say, I have to make a comment, and I want to say that just your selection of music and artists that you would like to work with truly, truly defines your artistry in music, and it truly says something about your talent and the type of artist you are. And man, I can't really pay you for that, but I'm gonna give you some of this right here though.
Yeah. I love it.
But I also want to say that it's an absolute pleasure to talk to a fellow a Lionite. Because I'm Chicago born and raised, so it's absolutely talk to you.
yes.
But I want to ask two quick questions. I wanted to ask you, how was your Welcome to Australian tour?
That was incredible. That was beyond incredible. I still feel very lucky and very blessed in that situation. Like, the way people receive you over in Australia is incredible. Like, for me to be able to, first off, so people know and they understand, I work with Prince and the New Power Generation. I'm in the New Power Generation. So to even be on his stage is beyond, okay? It is a blessing beyond. And Australian tour, just to see the people and to know what's so amazing is that the music is universal. That's key. To go everywhere around the world and to know that your music is universal is one thing. I can't even get past that in my mind. Like, that lets you know how much respect people have, you know, for him. And so, I mean, that's all I can really say. Honestly, it blows my mind because every place is different. Australia is amazing. Canada was amazing. Chicago was amazing. All these places, it's kind of a culture. It's obviously a culture shock for me because they're different places, but you're loved. You know, they appreciate the music. It's really, truly about the music for them. And I wish we could have that here, that people can really, truly be about the music because it is a lost art, and people need to really make sure that they put that back into the schools. It's an art form, you know, and I'm really passionate about that. You know, I started off playing violin. I can't play it now, but I'm thankful that my parents put me into that, you know, because they opened up another side in my brain to be, have the artistic side, you know. That's a whole other story in itself, but we have more time. But,
well,
yeah, Australia was amazing. It was amazing.
I know that in other countries like that, the UK, Australia, they definitely show a lot of our American artists incredible love. So I could truly believe that you had an incredible time over there.
Incredible.
I do have a quick comment before my next quick questions. Do you know Cassandra O'Neill?
I sure do. That's my girl. Yes.
Well, actually, Cassandra's going to be on our show in the next week or two, so that's why.
Yes.
She's going to be on our show.
Yes, I love Cassandra.
That's why.
She's a genius.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, she's very talented. Now I wanted to say my quick question is, you know we definitely showcase and the core of our of my network is we want to give independent and up and coming artists a voice. You know, we want to give them an outlet because they don't have that type of outlet in mainstream radio. So I you know, I just want to be the outlet for them, you know, be the voice for them and give them an opportunity to get their music played and be heard, because you know they're just as talented, and there's some incredible artists out there that don't get airplay, that should get airplay.
Absolutely.
But for those artists out there that are coming up and that truly, truly love music and want to be in the music industry, just looking at your career and some of the things that you've gone through and the things that you've done, what advice do you give them coming up?
Don't change. It's very hard to say don't change, but what you have going on, I feel like, whatever the case may be, whatever, if you're a rock artist, if you're, you know, a jazz artist, and what you see current right now, you don't have to follow the trend, because if your heart speaks truth, it will shine. And if you continue to do that, you have your own voice. That's why I feel like, you know, I haven't came out with anything in six years, but at the same time, I've been trying to, like, oh my God, this electronic stuff is hot. It is dope. I love
right.
it, but I can't change that. That's not really my voice. And people will know that's not my voice. So, you know, if any artists that are coming up right now, if having the real music and having, you know, if jazz is your thing, that's your thing. You don't have to go for what's happening right now. I think Frankie Beverly May said it. He's like, don't go for the hot stuff right now. Don't go for the flavor of the week, you know. So if doing this is my true desire, this is what I'm going to stick with. If I love doing rock and soul, I'm going to stick with doing rock and soul. If this
That's
is what
real.
I love, it's what I love, you know. And I can't change that for anybody, you know. So it's
no
my
doubt.
Truth, and people will follow it. So
No doubt. Well, my closing comment to you, I just want to say it. This was an absolute pleasure and an honor to have you on. And I want to say that as far as the D-Hour Radio Network is concerned, you're no longer a guest. You are definitely now a family member, and you are welcome here anytime.
You.
And we love you and your music, and we will definitely continue to keep supporting you and everything that you do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me. I really do. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And hopefully you can stick around for a few more minutes with us, Liv Warfield. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in to the IEYE, that is, because we know we have vision and we see you. The I Got
That's
Something
right.
to Say radio show on the D Hour Show Radio Network. That's right. Blog Talk Radio, of course. We have the very beautiful, talented, incomparable Indie Anonymous Blue Studios here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We have the very lovely, talented, once again, Liv Warfield is in the building. And my closing remarks, I want to note that you mentioned something about the new power generation, movement. That's what I wanted to say. That's the best word to be defined. Who is your fearless leader who has always been my baby daddy? Woo! Who are we speaking about, Liv Warfield? About the jump out the seat? Who are we talking about?
It's Prince.
Prince.
Say
it one more time. One more
year.
Oh, Prince.
That's the only brother that make a ruffled shirt look sexy, I'm telling you.
There you go. There you go. 4'11",
make
4'10".
A ruffled shirt look sexy.
Down to the ground. It don't make a difference. I love some Prince. Want to ride in the red Corvette. All of that stuff. I want to be his lover. All of those things. Yes.
Let us give us the E2 Hollywood story. So did you get pancakes?
Get your life. And let's keep it moving. Anyways, I mean, it's always have to be haters, but they have to be confirmed or have to be converted over to motivators. But and I digress. Liv Warfield, how was it, or how is it, should I say, working with a man with this dynamic talent? How is it?
It's pretty special. It's special, and I don't like to really go into it too much with him, but everybody knows he's a special, very special person, and
mm-hmm.
he's a genius, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you can only learn, you'd be stupid not to learn from somebody like him, and I feel very blessed, and he's amazing. Simply amazing.
Definitely. And his, you know, influence definitely resonates off of your work and your movement and your ability to be able to not only be a singer, not only to be an entertainer, but to actually just be an awesome woman. And that's attributed to so many different dynamics, you know, and within your life, Liv Warfield, because, you know, you can have the media to tell your story, or you can actually tell your own story. And within this last 20-plus
sure.
minutes, I have been able to gain so much knowledge. I mean, you spoke on so many different things about live instrumentation. I'm just blown away, the artist in which you desire to work with. And then also the fact that you said something that really stands out to me this evening is putting music back into the schools. I mean, as a former educator, that is extremely imperative. I mean, you know, that's how I became a musician. That's how I've been motivated to do music, to be a black classical harpist, to play the violin. You know, you spoke
mm-hmm.
about that. It is imperative, you know, and with the current administration, hopefully that will be a push, you know, respectfully within the region, within the country, to move that motivation
mm-hmm.
to put this back, because our kids, they need something. You know, and they need positive
Absolutely.
Role models, yes, and they need music makers, music shakers, and music motivators such as yourself
mm-hmm.
To have, you know, them to become inspired. So what next for you? What are you willing to do? Are you going to stay in the independent, underground? Are you going to go and work on a new project? Are you going to do television, talk show? Do some more touring. What next for Liv Warfield?
Yeah, I love all that. That was great. I definitely am doing new music. I'm hopefully getting ready to put something out. Not
hopefully, but I am putting something out next year, definitely. I'm so excited about this project. I can't even tell you. So I'm getting ready for it right now. It's definitely going to have, you know, I'm definitely going off the whole Cleopatra Jones story, but it's futuristic, so I'm trying to mesh it to my life. So if any of you haven't seen it, please watch that movie. It's sick. And I'm, you know, I'm actually a part of Girls Inc. It's a life-changing program that encourages young ladies to be bold, smart, and be forthright in their communities. You know, it's just kind of, you know, I'm trying to involve myself in a lot of different areas, you know, and I love fashion, so I'm coming out with a handbag line. It's PD503.com. Ooh. So I kind of dabble in a lot of things and try to keep myself busy, but most of all, I really want to represent strong women and just to be independent and to find their and to know where to find their voice. You know, it took me a while for me to find my voice. I just want to be there and to be that voice and, you know, to know that we can all be very independent, strong, independent, you know, and not like that whole, like, yeah, it is lovely to be an independent woman, but I mean strong, having those strong core values, because we don't have that anymore nowadays. You know, if we need to get that back into our kids, into our kids' lives, and then we teach them to have bigger and better dreams. You know, it's not over yet.
That's right, and we're only just beginning. And unfortunately, we're not just beginning this conversation, but it is going to be a continuum because now you are no longer a guest. You are a family of the D Hour Show Radio Network as well as on the
Thank you. I Got Something to Say
radio show. So this is just the beginning of a wonderful, wonderful collaboration / relationship and familyship. And we hope to actually have you back on the show again. So do you have any tour dates anywhere throughout the region coming up? And how could we learn more about your upcoming projects through a website or a social media page or what have you? How can we keep up with you?
I don't have anything coming up right now because right now I'm writing to finish this record. It's going to be crazy. I'm so excited about it. But you can go to livewarfieldmusic.com, and then you can go to, I love Instagram, so please follow me on Instagram. I'm a visual person. So it's hey nosy _ it's Liv. You know, I call people nosy, so hey nosy. So
hey,
it's
nosy,
hey nosy _
I love it.
Hey nosy _ it's Liv.
Okay. Yes,
I, like that.
I love that. That has to be a coin term. I like that. I'm going to have to bite that or bar it, you know, for the weekend or something. But, okay, I do have
you two.
You
see somebody
more
in your business, you just say, hey nosy.
Hey nosy. I love that.
Yep.
I love that. But I have two questions for you off the wall. Are you ready? Okay. Do you buy groceries? Yes. Hey, nosy. Do you buy groceries or do you make groceries, Liv Warfield?
Do I buy or make groceries?
Yes. Do you make groceries or do you buy groceries?
I make groceries, which means I cook at home.
That's right, Liv. That's right. Hi, baby. See, make groceries. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. That must be a Chi-Town / Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, what you want to do? You want to go greens? You want to go chocolate chip cookies? You want to go cheesecake? Which what?
How you living? How you living? That's how you say in Boston. How you living? Right? Exactly.
Yes.
And then the other $1 million, mega million question for today, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
Oh, the dressing.
Are you serious?
That's a hard one. I'm serious. The dressing.
Dressing?
I like the dressing.
Dressing? Okay, now do you put gravy on that or do you put sugar in your
dressing? Absolutely.
What?
Gravy. And a little bit of sugar. And a little bit.
Okay,
it's kind of got to be sweet a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I love the gravy and the dressing.
Gravy, and you put sugar in your dressing, Liv Warfield?
Maybe a tad, just for it to be sweet. I like the sweet and, like, savory, like, it's, like, kind of hot and sweet kind of taste. Yeah.
Okay.
And all of y'all invited over to my house because I can get down now. I know that's what mama taught me. I can go, everything.
I can get with it.
Okay, because, you know, don't play around now, because I would take the first red eye. What? Red eye? What?
No, I am so serious. I love doing that. I love it. I love to cook. I love to cook. Absolutely.
Get out of here. So the very talented, incomparable Liv Warfield, and I also learned that Lady Gaga is mean in the kitchen, too. So let me find out
what
they say. That you are a what?
Well, she got to be good in the kitchen. She walking around putting meat on her body. She got to be good in some kind of kitchen.
What? Don't go there, D. Slate. We are definitely in the Anonymous Blue Studios here with the very talented Liv Warfield. We also got in the studio CK, Mr. Norfolk, D. Slate, and yours truly, definitely Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice. What we're going to do right now is actually get into a little bit of musical break, hear a couple of songs by Liv Warfield, and then we're going to be closing out with our interview. So are you able to stick around for a few more minutes so you can introduce the songs that are going to be played, Liv Warfield?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, we have your song "I Decided" and "Waiting."
Yes.
Oh, I love both of those. Okay. Well, could you do me a favor? Can you say Liv Warfield is on the "I Got Something to Say" show, and then introduce your songs?
Okay. This is Liv Warfield, and I'm on the "I Got Something to Say" show, and this song is called "I Decided."
Woo.
I decided to pick up my things, to love you the same. See, I was tired of giving you my all and watching me fall. Now I'm inspired to move out of the way. Things will never be the same when you got in my face. You always thought about change, but now it's too late. You never could see past your M&M jeans. Even when you with me, I became a routine of using and abusing my love, misusing my trust. Guess it ain't about love, you're selfish. I can't take it no more. I'm tired of this. Well, I don't know what I'm here for. I decided to pick up my things. How could you leave me? Always standing alone. You were the king of my home. See, I'd support you, rub your back and sing, and cook your favorite things, love your favorite way. dreams, longing to be the one your soul might need. Cause I'm waiting for someone, one like you, to make me baby and to see me through.
Something to Say radio show. And if you're in Virginia, the time is now 10:30, 30 minutes after the hour. We are having a blast. We are having so, so much fun on this Thanksgiving Eve. If you're just tuning in, that's my new coin term. See, because it's Monday, Thanksgiving is on Thursday, so an Eve for each day. So Thanksgiving, say it with me now, Eve.
Mm-hmm.
We have the very talented, very lovely, and very, very, very beautiful Liv Warfield. Those were two of her songs that we just heard. What are the two songs, Mr. DJ, or should I say Mr. Producer? What were the two songs that we just heard?
We had I Decide and Waiting.
Yes, and I'm telling you, I was waiting not for that moment to end because I was in here singing the words to both of those songs. But I'm telling you, Liv, my song is DJ.
Yes.
That is so right. Oh, I love that. It's a
thank you.
OMG, yes, I'm telling you. So, you know, we definitely want to say that we've had so much fun, and I hope that you would definitely be more inclined to join us again. I could truly, truly appreciate you as an artist. I definitely celebrate you as a strong, independent sister, and I really, really love you and thank you for being such a wonderful philanthropist to giving back to the community. The organization, nonprofit that you spoke about, that is a very, very much needed organization. So salute to those who are giving back to the community. Our girls truly need positive role models, and you definitely fit that profile in Warfield. So any closing remarks that you have for us and for our listening audience?
I thank everybody for being a part of the movement, the musical movement. Just keep inspiring our youth. I mean, they are our future. That's so important to me. And follow me on Instagram, heynosy_itsliv. And
And please look out for my new Live Collection handbag. It'll be out, 503.com. I'm excited about this because it's sustainable, repurposed leather that I use. I'm big about going green right now. I wasn't a couple years back, but I get it. I get it now. And so I definitely am trying to recycle and be stylish at the same time, too. So please support local music and go out to anything local that you have in your city and support those artists because we need you, you know?
Absolutely, and I'm going to speak in my third person. If you ever need a model, a wonderful thrift store shopper, love, accessory, handbag, carrying, hosting shows from Barbados to Norfolk, Virginia to display your bag, I'm that girl. Hey, Nosy.
Hey,
Hello.
Nosy. Yes.
Yes. Hey, Nosy.
Yes.
Got you.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to keep encoring the show. I was just telling our producer on the break in the green room, I've had so much fun with other guests, but this was like more like instead of an interview, it was more like a conversation with a family member. So we just really thank you on tonight for
Aww.
Giving of your time and of your talent. And we definitely know this would not be the last time. This is the first of many times that we will definitely celebrate you and support you. And we just
thank you
on this evening for being a part of our show.
And thank you so much. Again, I thank you. And I definitely felt like this was like family. So y'all can come to my table, like I said, anytime.
That's real.
Girl, I'll be there.
I'm serious.
Ringing your doorbell. Hey, Nosy.
Nosy. Exactly.
Yes, and I'll
remember
on your Facebook page. Hey, Nosy.
Okay. Yes, please. Please.
Yes. Well, Liv, we hope that you have a very wonderful and dynamic Thanksgiving, and we are thankful for you on this Monday, on this Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, and thank you so much. Thank you. And you have a great, great, great time with your family and friends. So thank you.
You too, Liv. You have a blessed night.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the very talented Liv Warfield. We had so much fun with her on this evening. Continue to support her. Follow her on the social network site. She's an Instagrammer. She's also a Facebooker. And she will respond back to you because she always likes my statuses. And the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, you know. So, like, you know, various people, shout out to Cheryl Underwood and Liv Warfield and Brian White and Christopher Williams, and these are people who actually respond back to me as Poetic Justice. So I salute you for being, you know, national artists and being superstars and actors and really, really manning your own tweets and your Twitter pages and social network sites and being down to earth. So, and definitely Liv Warfield is one of those people. Kanye Dodds, shout out to you too, because you're just like the Indami. You know, so we have so many down to earth people, Music Soul Child, you know, they just keep in contact. And that's what it's all about, because contrary to popular to any belief, we need one another. Agree? TK and Alice, you all fall off? Born, y'all still there?
No doubt.
No doubt.
All right. Sarah Jaka, are you sleeping? Are you sleeping, Brother John? Let's get it. Let's get it. Born. Get them soap paints on, because we got a lot more to go, ladies and gentlemen. We're just getting revved up here on the I Got Something to Say show. Definitely, we're going to get into some of our segments. We got some more music for you. We got some more special guests coming for you. You know, GB may be in the building. I'm not really sure. He shows up anytime there's food. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Damn, three times like Florida Evans and Thanksgiving Eve. So that's what we do here on Motivational Music Monday. So what I would like to do, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you a lineup on the latter part of the show, we're in the middle. We're going to be hearing from Al in the Say Something News. And then after the Say Something News, we're going to talk a little bit of sports with D Slate. And then also we're going to have another music break. And then, you know, we're going to go from there, hear from CK, hear from yours truly, and some more music. So we got to keep it moving. So if you can hear me at Radio Land, I need you to clap twice. Boop, boop. And shout out to Liv once again. Hey, Nosy. I'm going to use that. If you can hear me, clap twice.
Boop, boop. Hey, Nosy. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. So what I would like to do is just get us into one quick song after we come out this song right here. I think I'm feeling a little bit of, could I say Novocaine? I got a, you know, toothache for some good music and for some good wholesome laughs and some good wholesome comedy and, you know, whatever. So hopefully I'm feeling a little bit of Novocaine coming my way. After that, we're going to get into the Say Something News and Let's Talk Sports with D. Slate. So take it away, D. Slate.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a quick one for you right here. It's my man Frank Ocean with a little Novocaine. I'm sorry, we got to give you some Novocaine. Sometimes it can be a little painful. We want you to feel absolutely nothing when we're smacking you in the face with all this great music on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Stop drooling. Can you just say something?
Something. I got what I wanted, did it, and I can't feel nothing. Superhuman, even when I'm Viagra popping. Every single record, auto tuning, zero emotion, muted emotion, pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow, stripper booty in a rack like wow. Brain like Berkeley, better at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z-Trip. Perfect, I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the bathroom. At least she's working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. Taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby, baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. Good for long time, love me now when I'm gone, love me none, love me none, love me none, numb, numb, numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen, cocaine for breakfast, yikes. Bed full of women, flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting. I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with the Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feeling I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. I like what I found, you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby. Pretty love to me, pretty.
event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
We are back live on the I Got Something to Say radio show here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, the Anonymous Blue Studios. The time is now 45 minutes after the hour. It is 10:45. We are having a blast here. I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. We got Mr. Norfolk in the building. We got CK in the building. We have our producer and founder of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, D. Slate, in the building. And we just had the honor, the opportunity, speaking with our musical guest, and should I say not even a guest any longer, she's our family now, Liv Warfield. If you missed it, I'm telling you, you would definitely be able to catch it on our Encore show. We are on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in to hear us on your TuneIn application. Definitely we're on iTunes, and hopefully soon we can have some other modules in which you can access us. If you want to still be a part of the show, we're going into a little overtime because it is Thanksgiving Eve, of course. So we still got a great show left for you. You can dial in to 718-766-4553. Once again, that number is 718-766-4553. Tune in and let us know what you're thankful for on this Thanksgiving Eve, on the 19th day of November 2012. So we're going to keep this thing moving. I decided to switch it up a little bit. I know we normally do Let's Talk Sports with D. Slate, but for the memento of Thanksgiving and with it being what? Thanksgiving Eve, I have not heard from the gourmet, the ghetto gourmet. I haven't heard from him in a minute. So I know in preparation of this big turkey day, I know he is in the kitchen pumping up something. So I think I would be more interested in speaking with Al to do the Say Something News, and then we want to follow by our ghetto gourmet chef, and then probably bring some more music before I bring my brother, CK, with the quote of the day, and also he's going to bring to us, yes, on the scene with CK, tell us a little bit about where we can find some good poetry and, you know, some good music and things of that nature, because people are on college break, people are on vacation, people are doing some traveling, so he'll give us that information on the poetry and the writers and the authors network scene. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to defer to our very own Mr. Norfolk is in the building, and he's going to bring us to Say Something News. Here we go. To you, D. Slate.
Al Norfolk, Say Something News. Handle your business, brother.
Hey, yo, turn me up in the headphones. Hey, yo, it's time for the Say Something News. So, check me out. Jersey's still rebuilding. So, you know what I'm saying? If you donating to a cause or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Please keep Jersey in your prayers and in your causes. Hey, Republicans still mad. They still mad. You know what? They're going to be mad for the next 4 years. they talk about cutting out Twinkies, man. Twinkies, man, they ain't got nothing better to do. Twinkies, they got to mess with Twinkies. It's going to be a sad day when people start fighting over Twinkies. Twinkies going to be like crack now. You know what I mean? You can do two Twinkies for $10. Jesus. A double bus driver beat up somebody in BMO. Lord have mercy. bus drivers is going wild right now. You can't even, and you better have the correct tape. Hey, we about to have to start importing food because, you know what I'm saying, they done shut down Wonder Bread and all that, you know what I mean? Cat Williams then got in trouble again. He was pimping. All he was doing was pimping. It's Thanksgiving time, so be thankful. The season's done changed. Get your flu shots if you get your flu shots. I want to challenge everybody that listens to the Say Something News to do something different this year for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Do something different. Cook a hot dog. We need to start putting our monies back in our own hoods. So please, start spending your money with these local businesses in your area, man, because it's about to get real out here. And if we don't take care of each other, man, it's just going to be like crabs in the bucket, man. Everybody's going to be gone. So that's me, and that's my 2 cents on the Say Something News, man. Get at your boy. Holla.
Ladies and gentlemen, promotional provision, or should I say promotional consideration for the music is provided by no other than Marcus Gameface Boy. He is the musical creator of the background musical bed that you heard as Mr. Al Norfolk provided the news. So thank you, cuz, for always hooking us up with some good melodic beats. And I always look forward to the Say Something News. Can you talk about Twinkies? Yo, I saw television personality Joe Flanagan, he was in the Farm Fresh off of, was it 21st Street? And he said, would you like to conduct an interview regarding Hostess? I'm like, do you see all of this back door that I have? I don't want to be, you know, on the news. They'd be like, oh, I know she know about some Hostess. I was like, no, I'm on my lunch break and I got to really go. Really, really poetic, really. Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get the news, or should I say the weather right now. Tonight, overcast, low 48, winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, it's going to be slightly cloudy, high 51, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And then tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy, low 47, winds northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. The weather is provided by the Weather Channel application and the Anonymous Blue Studios right here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. The time is now 51 minutes after the hour. It is 10:51 around your town, and we're going to go into overtime a little bit tonight. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to holler at my stick man. They haven't said stick man since Reagan was in office, and they said say no to drugs, little red ribbon. But, yes, I'm taking it back like car seats. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, to get you hyped, to get you motivated, to get you in the mood for this Thanksgiving Eve, I'm going to bring to you, I present, the Ghetto Gourmet, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Ghetto Gourmet in the building. It's time to get your eat on because, you know, right now, as a brother, I make my groceries all the damn time. Look here, it's the Ghetto Gourmet in the building, baby, and it's time to tell you guys what I got in store for you. We got Thanksgiving coming up, so I got a little something I like to call the Lonely Man's Dinner. Look here, this is what we like to, you know, use sometimes. You know, Thanksgiving come around, sometimes you might not have everything you need for Thanksgiving. You might not have a lot of the Thanksgiving, you know, foods in your refrigerator. You might not have the money to buy, but you can be damn sure it's something in your refrigerator that you can eat for Thanksgiving. Open it up. Uh-huh. Open it up. Yeah, there it is. You see it? Yeah, you see it like I do. Look here. Let me help you out with a little something. Now, you got some old chicken. We always got old chicken in the refrigerator. I don't know why, but we always got old chicken in the refrigerator. And you know, like a week or so ago, mama or grandma or big mama made some beans. She made some beans, and she also made some cornbread muffins. All the damn beans is gone, so you know it's gassy as hell in the damn house. So look here, all the beans is gone, but it's still some cornbread muffins left in the refrigerator. Sometimes they could be about as hard as a brick. You might bust your little brother in the head with it just because he stole your last Twinkie. But we're not going to talk about that. Look here. Now, I want to say, now what you do is, let me help you out. Okay, let me help you out a little bit. What you do is you go get you a little bowl. Go get the old cornbread muffins. There's like two or three of them left. Get your old cornbread muffins. You might need a hammer. You might need a mallet or something to crumble it up a little bit. Or if you go in there and get granddaddy's old Stacy Adams, you could be damn sure that'll crush any damn thing. Look here. All you got to do is you crush up some of the cornbread muffins. You put them in your bowl, okay? Look in your cabinet, okay? Yeah, I said it. Look in your cabinet. Now, you got the old can of beans in there. You got an old can of ravioli. You got a couple of packages of ramen noodle soup. We don't eat ramen. We eat ramen. You got a couple packages of ramen noodle soup up in there. And look behind the peaches. Yeah, it's an old can of chicken broth. I don't know why the hell we had chicken broth in the cabinet, because we never used it. But look here, this time you're going to use it. Open up that old-ass can of chicken broth, pour a little bit inside of your little bowl with your crumbled up cornbread muffins. You pour a little bit in there. All right, go get you. We always got seasonings in the cabinet. We don't have nothing but damn seasonings. You don't have no damn food, but you got seasonings up the ass in the cabinet. So look in the cabinet, pour a little sage on the little poultry seasoning. What the hell is poultry seasoning? Huh? What is that? Huh? What the hell is poultry seasoning? Poultry needs seasoning? I mean, brothers, all we use is lorry salt, and we use a little salt and pepper. What the hell is poultry season for? I don't know, but we use it any damn way. Put a little poultry season on there. You can put some sage on there. Now, if you into the paranormal, sometimes people burn sage to get rid of spirits. But brothers take it to the next level, and we put sage on our damn food. Huh, that's another little something for you to think about. Look here. Put a little sage on it, a little salt and pepper. Okay, stir it up a little bit. Boom. Go get the little old cake pan that you got in the bottom of the cabinet, all beat up. You pour it in the little cake pan. Pop it in the oven for a little bit. Boom. You were cooking for probably about, I said, 30, 45 minutes. Until it'll get a little brown and crispy on top. Now, boom, you got you some what I like to call Brother's Delight Dressing. Brother's Delight Dressing. Look here. Now, you can also put some of that, you can also, if you want to, put some pieces of that old chicken up in the dressing as well to give you a little meat, give you a little flavor with it. Now, you said, you said, gourmet chef, ghetto chef, what am I going to do? What else am I going to eat with my Brother's Delight Dressing? Look here, let me help you out. Now, we always got some red Kool-Aid in the refrigerator. Now, yes, it's red because it's strawberry, it's tropical punch, it's cherry. We don't know what the hell flavor is, so we just call it red. Look here. Now, I just want to say that you get you some red Kool-Aid and go into Grandpa's cabinet, pour a couple of shots of his cognac inside your Kool-Aid, boom, you got your nice little what I call Mighty Toddy, not a Hotty Toddy. I don't know what the hell a Hotty Toddy is. But you got yourself a nice little Mighty Toddy to go with your Brother's Delight Dressing. Now, you want something for dessert? D-Slay got something for you. We talk about Twinkies today, huh?
Hello.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen.
You see what happened when I started talking about Twinkies? And once again, damn man, when I cut a brother off when you start talking about Twinkies. Every single time I start talking about something that the man don't want you to hear, he cut me off. Damn that, kiss my ass, man, because I'm going to keep on talking. So like I said, I got a nice little dessert for you, and I'm going to tell you like this, and this is how it goes. We talk about Twinkies, kiss my ass, man, because I'm going to talk about Twinkies. You got an old Twinkie in your dresser drawer that you hiding from Big Mama and everybody in the house. You got one last Twinkie left. You took it out the box the night before, and you hid it in your damn drawer. You got one last Twinkie left. You go get the Twinkie, go in the kitchen, wait till everybody's not around because you don't want anybody to whoop your ass because you took the last Twinkie. Look here. Now, you go get cut you up a half a slice of banana. You cut it up. Now, you cut a little slit under the Twinkie. You slide the banana up inside the Twinkie. You put it in. You put it in a bowl, and you pour. You pour a little chocolate syrup. We always got chocolate syrup in the damn refrigerator. No milk, but chocolate syrup. It don't make no damn sense. You pour a little chocolate syrup over the Twinkie and the banana. I like to call this little delectable dessert. I like to call this bananas peekaboo with brother sauce on it. That's all I'm saying. Bananas peekaboo with brother sauce on it. Go ahead and get you a taste. You're damn right it's good. I'm not going to tell you if it's not good. All I want to say is enjoy your dessert. Enjoy your brother's delight dressing. Enjoy your red Kool-Aid Mighty Toddy. Cause I don't know what the hell a Hotty Toddy is, but enjoy your red Kool-Aid Mighty Toddy. And I just want to say the Ghetto Chef got many more ingredients and many more recipes for you for the coming holidays. You better get ready and be on the lookout for the new cookbook. It's called, Hey Man, Who the Hell is Cooking That? I'm going to go over there and get me some. The new cookbook is coming out. You better be ready for it. It's the Ghetto Gourmet. Hey Man, let me go ahead and give me some of this red Kool-Aid for somebody to drink it up and leave a swallow. And then I get mad when they leave a damn swallow of Kool-Aid inside the damn pitcher. I'm going to holler at y'all.
That was
Thank
this.
You, Ghetto Gourmet. Did we have a temporarily blackout for?
Hey, yo, nah, they be shutting the Ghetto Gourmet down, yo. The revolution will not be televised, B.
Wait, 2 weeks in a row, yo. Are you serious right now? I was like, hello, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? I mean, I had my hair out on the sides like Penny on Good Times when they say she said she had the stomach mumps. I had my hair in a ball, and then the hair was starting to come out the side because I was sweating. And I was like, oh, my God, are we off the air? Ghetto Gourmet, it's a conspiracy, boo. They trying to shut you down. They trying to bond you. They are trying to get you to watch your back, Ghetto Gourmet. They about to get you, yo. I'm telling you, son, you better watch it. But, ladies and gentlemen, we always have a great time. We are always born and hang nosy to live Warfield. And we always have a good time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep this thing moving. We are going into overtime tonight. You know why? Because we can. We are the optical illusion of your radio. We are the EYE, Got Something to Say radio show. And this is the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. No hostess, just the mostest, of course, because apparently, they're trying to shut us down. We're going to go ahead and give you a little bit of...
You said Twinkie too many times, yo.
You said Twinkie too many times, yo.
You get like five Twinkies on the air, and you know what I'm saying? They listening. You know what I mean?
It's like a quota, like a Twinkie quota. You know what I mean? Really. Seriously. Well, what we're going to do right now before we get into the stiletto throwdown, we've got a couple of joints for you. Did I say joints? I meant
joint.
A couple of song selections for you, Bond. We're going to play those while I have on my black stilettos with my lip cross and my white blush. I'm kind of listening and enjoying the audience, should I say. But we're going to do the quote of the day, and then we're going to get into a couple of songs for the stiletto throwdown. And then after that, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to actually get into Ask Al Anything, because I really have a couple of questions to ask him. And as we move towards closing the show, we're definitely going to hear some more about Around Town on the scene with CK, and then our closing remarks, of course. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I would like to do at this particular time is to get the quote of the day before we get into the Stiletto Diva Throwdown, of course. So, to you, CK, the quote of the day.
Thank you. The quote of the day comes from our President of the United States, Barack Obama. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. And that is our quote for today. Back to you, PJ.
All right. Well, thank you for that, CK. short, sweet, but to the point, and change is inevitable, Lee. You have to definitely keep your dollars because we want change. And if it doesn't make dollars, it certainly makes what? Sense. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more segments going to be brought to you by CK. You know, he's going to be reviewing a couple of movies, keeping us in the loop on the social network site with our authors and our music and the poetry scene, of course. As an author himself, he knows what's best for us in the eyes of the beholder. So, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, we're going to bring to you the Stiletto Diva Throwdown with Miss Fabulous. Ladies, it is holiday season, and I am in the studio with my three brothers, and I look forward to this every single Monday. But as a fabulous diva and a single diva, definitely sometimes the holidays can get a little bit of, you know, teary-eyed for you. But, you know, you keep yourself busy, you keep yourself occupied, you motivate others, and you're able to live on, you press through. Because, again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not making light of this, but understand that the holidays is definitely one of the most times in which people, there's a high suicide rate. So definitely if you feel the need that, you know, you're going through, definitely have a girlfriend's night, go out and get something to eat, watch some movies, you know, just do some fun things to keep your mind off of things because, again, you know, you're never alone. So I'm going to definitely put these out, this music out for you. We don't want you to do number one that we're going to play. We don't want you to go off because of relationship issues and bust the windows off the car. We definitely don't want you to do that. We want you to stay cool, calm, and collective at all times and understand that conversation and communication is key. And also, if you're in a powerful relationship and you do have this special one, you're able to celebrate yourself, most importantly, other than the commercialism and holidays, you can understand and let that person know it is your love that keeps me motivated. And I'm seeing all of this with my black stilettos on that wrap around the ankles and that, you know, normally hold within the second selection. So I'm looking very, very tight. And most importantly, definitely I want to say, what if you were not in a relationship and you had to depend on your own self? Understand, once again, I'm going to go backwards. What if you didn't love yourself? So your love is most important than any other love, you know, no higher than the most high, but you are second in line. So therefore, you should never stoop to the level to bust the windows out the car. So ladies and gentlemen, with those song titles in mind and my black stilettos, and I'm a diva, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Stiletto Diva Throwdown, a little bit of music from Nicki Minaj, a little bit of music from Jasmine Sullivan, and a little bit of music from Jaguar Wright. When we come back live, we will definitely be going to Ask Al Anything and be closing up with our closing remarks, going around the room, and definitely hearing a little bit about CK's on the scene as he gives his closing commentary and, you know, of course, GB wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving. So to you right now, Mr. D. Slate.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, PJ. Thank you. It's time for the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. We got Nicki Minaj talking about some love. Jasmine Sullivan busting windows and Jaguar Wright talking about the what ifs. It's time for the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. Divas, throw up your heels. Run around, but no, just throw up your heels. It's time for the Little Diva Throwdown. Nicki Minaj, your love, right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Divas.
You got something all the girls want. You like a candy store, and I'm a toddler. or swim. What waves on swim, so they hate on him. Anyway, I think I met him sometime before, in a different life or where I record. I mean, he was Adam, I think I was Eve. But my vision ends with the apple on the tree. F on my chest, cause I'm ready to save him. Cause I'm the one like I'm Tracy McGrady. And I think I love him like Eminem calling Shady. When he call me mama, love mama, I call him baby. Shady, I'ma only tell you this once, you the illest. And for your loving, I'ma die hard like Bruce Willis. You got spark, you got funk, you got something all the girls want. You like a candy store, and I'm a toddler. Must be from the motherland. Anyway, I think I met him in the sky. When I was a geisha, he was a samurai. Somehow I understood him when he spoke Thai. Never spoke lies and he never broke fly. F on my chest, let me get my cape on. Where the certificate that I changed my name on. Name on. Where the certificate that I changed my name on. Shawty, I'ma only tell you this once, you the illest. And for your life, and I'ma die hard like Bruce. You got spark, you got fun, you got something all the girls want. You like a candy store, and I'm a toddler. You got me wanting more and more.
Learn. I must admit it helped a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We start the musical Stiletto Diva Throwdown off with a little bit of Nicki Minaj, Your Love. And then we went into the second song of Bust the Windows with Jasmine Sullivan. And we closed out that segment with What Ifs by Jaguar, right? That is my girl. So we're definitely giving you something. I'm taking my stilettos off because they are 15-minute shoes and my feet are cramping up like carpal tunnel. I want to give a shout out to my former professor of Norfolk State University. He supports me and definitely always likes all of my statuses. That is Dr. Charles Ford. Shout out to you, sir. And shout out to my other friends that are listening. If we have anybody in the chat room, we thank you so very much for being a part of the I Got Something to Say show and definitely of the D Hour Show Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. By way of weather, here currently in the Anonymous Blue Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia, tonight overcast, low 48, winds 15 to 25. Tomorrow cloudy, high 51, winds 10 to 20. And then tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy, low 47, winds northeast at 10 to 20. Once again, now it is currently in your town, 20 minutes after the hour, 11:20 Eastern Standard Time. And now, by promise, we're going to get into Ask Out Anything, and then we're going to be making our way to closing out with a little bit of On the Scene with CK and some closing remarks about what we are thankful for. So, ladies and gentlemen, by further ado, I would like to present to you Ask Out Anything. Anything. And I have a couple of questions that I would like to pose Al.
Can I ask you a question first?
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that, by all means.
Can somebody tell me what the hell Nicki Minaj was saying in the first song?
All I know is, do-we-do-we-do. That's what I know.
Right.
Well, you know what? Well, you know what, Al? I think she went to the same high school J.J. Fab went to.
Hey, there you go. You is
It took her back to 89.
Right? Well, back to serious business. I got a couple of questions I like to pose. Definitely,
cool.
That is okay with you. Okay. So, number one, the Ask Out Anything. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in asking Out Anything, you can always go onto our Facebook page, the IEYE Got Something to Say radio show. You can always call in to 718-766-4553 to be a part of the show. And definitely just give us your opinions and expressions and yada, 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 and the beat goes on with the whispers. Okay, now to basic information. Number one. Can hot dogs and Kit Kats get along? Let me rephrase my question. Can a hot dog and a pack of Kit Kats, can they get along?
Kit Kats,
or do they have to
dog.
Be approved by SPCA?
Nah, hot dogs and Kit Kats can't get along, man. It's just impossible, man. Kit Kats. Nah, man. Kit Kats, they name cats, and hot dogs is named dogs. So naturally, no, they're not gonna get along. No. Real talk.
Okay, so is that why in the grocery store they have them in different sections so they won't have a cat and dog games? They won't fight.
Yeah, it was a turf war in Food Line the other night. You know what I mean? What you know what I'm saying? Hot dogs and Kit Kats. You know what I'm saying? They was busting sausages. You know what I'm saying? And hot dogs didn't like that, you know what I mean? Sausages is like the OG of mixed meat right there, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
Kit Kats was just like, they're not having it.
Okay, I got a couple of more questions for you, Ask Out Anything. Number two, can loud people eat hush puppies?
Can loud people eat hush puppies?
Or should I say, "Hello, people, it's Hush Puppies."
Look,
that's how
Hush Puppies is cornbread. That's cornbread. If you can't eat Hush Puppies. That's like heart attack cornbread. You know what I mean? You can't even eat a Hush Puppy right. I need some sauce on my Hush Puppies. Them things be dry.
But they loud, though. But, you know, if people eat Hush Puppies. Okay, I want to keep on. Number three, can bananas really do splits?
Nah, in my banana split, they split. You know what I mean? Straight from Brooklyn.
I'm scary. I'm so scary right now. Okay, I have two more questions for you. With all the most recent hype, Michael Vick, is he allowed to buy hot dogs?
Yeah. He just can't cook them. He just can't cook them.
That won't be a violation of his probation or anything?
Well, as long as he don't cook them, you know what I'm saying? They said the house was possessed because the lady that bought the house made it a shelter for dogs, and they done arrested her behind some dog animal cruelty. I think it's the house. I think Caroline and them live there, you know what I'm saying? The white noise in the TV just making it kill four puppies. You know what I'm saying? That's not funny, but you know what I'm saying? Peter could shut us down next week.
Okay. And then I have one follow-up question. If you're on a diet, can you watch Hunger Games?
You'll just be teasing yourself. You know what I mean? You'll just be teasing yourself. Can you watch Hunger Games?
So those are just kind of like my questions that are just like developing in my mind. You know, I may have some more next week. I don't know. What about you guys? What do you have for Ask Al Anything? Truly.
Don't let D-Link ask me nothing because he retired. Go ahead. Go ahead, TK.
Okay, my first question. Since Outkast and Justin Timberlake have been off the music scene, do you think they'll come back collabing on an album together?
Man, here's the thing, man. You can't rhyme behind Andre 3000. So Outkast is broke up because, you know what I'm saying? If Andre 3000 on your joint, he murdered it. Like, I mean, you heard the last couple of collabos that dude been on? Andre 3000 just be murdering your whole joint. Like, you don't even know who else was on the song. You know what I'm saying? You think it's his song. You know what I'm saying? Him and Jeezy and Jay-Z came out with a jam. I didn't even know Hov was on the rocket. I was like, damn. Nigga, Andre 3000 just killing it. So, no, I don't think that's going to happen, bro.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I interject? I have one more. CK, I just have one more burning desire question. Is CeeLo allowed to give any high fives?
He just gets short on hugs, like church hugs.
Okay, well, forget you. All right,
I'm
sorry.
He the original Black Smurf.
Okay. Now, now, since Mitt Romney lost the election, he's talking about how the president has given gifts. Do you think now that he want to give back to the community by buying Hostess so everybody can continue getting their Twinkies and apple pies and muffins and Wonder Bread?
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to answer your question with a question. You ever lost something that you wanted to win real bad, like a poetry slam or something? You know that feeling you had when you lost and you feel like the person cheated? You got to think of something, like, you know what I'm saying? Rob is mad. He is mad, man. He like a little kid that think his ball when he can't, he don't get picked. He's like, nah, I don't want Mitt Romney. We're going to play with a ghost man. He's like, it's my ball. I'm going home. He is mad. That dude is mad, man. He's trying to think of anything.
He's serious.
Come on, D-Slate. What you got for me?
Well, my only question for you, brother, you know, when men go and buy hair pieces, they call them toupees. So when a woman buy weave, is it called a toupee for?
Nah, brother. That's yakking number three, man. If you don't know what yakking number three, that's the best. That's the creme de la creme. That's like, you know what I mean? I talked to a girl the other day. She said, boy, I get this imported from, this is virgin, Mediterranean virgin hair. I was like, Jesus. She's like, yeah, you can't just put this. This ain't just no wig. This is a sewing. That's a difference. I was like, Jesus, tell me more. But she couldn't tell me no more because she got it for $39.95. She plus tax, you know what I'm saying? She tried to get it on the tax-free weekend. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Okay. Well, I think there was one more question before we wrap things up. Ask Al anything, and the question is: it's 7 o'clock, come into town.
Nah, man, brothers is working too hard to let a white man take all the credit.
Hey, the GB, I got my hand up.
Santa Claus ain't coming, GB. What's your question, GB?
Oh, damn.
My mama said raise your hand if you're sure. I'm sure I'm going to ask this question. It's an important question.
Okay.
Okay, when I count to three, I close my eyes and count to three, can I eat alphabet soup? And we'll get the two chains, get five, and he put on three chains.
Yeah.
If he put on three necklaces when he get fired, he won't be able to be sore no more.
He out of compliance.
Yeah, he out of compliance. He fly a kite too. That's what my mama said.
Two chains can lose his endorsement deal if he put on three chains.
Yeah, and he went three necklaces. Can he still be able to be on the song? Can they call him 2 Chainz?
That's his alter ego, 3 Chainz.
Yeah, but you know, this is what I want to say, though. After I eat, like, strawberry cake, my stomach be hurt. I got boo-boo. And I take an instant in the bathroom with me, and I be rocking back and forth, and I be clapping my hands, and my stomach be hurting. After I eat that cake and food and the chicken and stuff, it be good. The macaroni and cheese, but my mama be like, you want to take your ass to the bathroom and get an instant? And I be like, yeah, man.
This is GB segment of the show, ladies and gentlemen. GB is in the Blue Anonymous studios, and he gets busy. Turn him up in the headphones.
Drop a beat behind
GB, B-Slay.
Yeah, but you know what? I ain't been on y'all show in a long time. I want punishment, so I took my crazy chat number all Jawbreakers. It was like $200-something. They got all Jawbreakers. But I ain't use my jaw either, man. I ain't use my jaw to break. I use my mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies out there, if you're pregnant and you got babies and you got a baby, please make sure the baby is getting all the oxygen that it needs. Please.
You know what, Slay Dog? They ain't funny. No, not the hell. You laughing at Casey and Sunshine Bear and Mr. Virginia. That's why Mitt Romney said, I got 99 problems, and Barack Obama ain't my son. They got a song, though. I know we did got a black president back, and I would raise my hand, and I was doing the flag, and I was just so happy that Barack Obama came back in the office because he a nightmare. He nice.
Mitt Romney also said stop the war on crack babies, but, you know.
He's a nightmare. Anti-D-Slate talk, you cut him off, okay?
I ain't cut nobody. I ain't cut you no night. I got to hear some blood now. I ain't cut nobody. What you talking about?
playing music, smoking cigarettes, patting their weed, all that stuff. I'm just excited. They go to the cars and everything. I get to stay out later and listen to music and have balls. That would be hurting. That would be boom boom.
He be snitching. He say they smoke weed and everything. Your mama smoke reefer.
She don't smoke no reefer. My mama don't listen to Aretha Franklin. She don't even like that man. My mama be listening to. Yeah, she be listening to Nicki Minaj. She don't be listening to Aretha.
GB for president, man.
Yeah,
I gotta
go. I gotta get my phone back to
Paul and
Justin.
She
needs
to get
her
box
braids over. Hey, look,
like they old. Hey, GB, say my name is GB, and I approve this message.
Yeah, Michael Justin ain't done yet.
Hey,
Michael Justin ain't done yet.
Hey, it's a man. It's a man out there mad as hell right now. He ain't used no Trojan condom. I'm telling you.
I love you.
TV is.
You do?
You
the only one, Grandma.
That's right. And Mr. L, I got a piece of pumpkin pie for you too. You do too. And
that sounds like Grandma.
That pumpkin pie gonna bring you into the world and gonna make you a whole new life. That's right. And for you, Poetry, that pumpkin pie gonna help you get more audience business. I know pumpkin pie is the way of life. It's the healer to the bones. But I'm gonna go now and give back to CK. I call him Nature School Radio Purses, but I love my baby. And here he is right now. Thank you, Grandma. I appreciate
we love
this.
You too, Grandma.
Love you, Grandma.
Love you, Grandma.
Okay. All right. Grandma, put the pumpkin pie down. Don't be trying to take it to the neighbors. Okay. All right, what we got going on, we want to talk about St. Louis this week, because we got a few things going on in St. Louis. On Sunday, November 25th, we got Poetic Justice, no, from relation to our Poetic Justice on here. Our host, Corey Black, is hosting a Toys for Tots event at his show called Poetic Justice. And they're trying to raise about 700 toys for needy families. And that event starts at 7 o'clock. And is down at the Black Space down on 2847 Cherokee in St. Louis. I will have more details on my page, which we will feature that. Now, moving on, the next thing we got going on, I want to talk about a book. I haven't had a chance to talk about a book on the scene lately. The newest movie just came out, which is going to sound crazy, but The Third Wheel, The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, series number 7, just came out. It has been doing pretty well, 4.5 stars. So, I mean, if you want to get that for your kids on for a Christmas gift, I would say get that. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any book site, it is hot, it's to die for. And then we're going to go into the movie section. Now, I haven't had a chance to get to the movies, but I've been hearing a lot about Breaking Dawn, too. In the first night, I heard it made about $30 million. So far, the movie has reached this point of $141 million in a three-day result. Part 2 is just falls short of the franchise of $142.8 million for New Moon that had came out. This is like the best movie ever. I'm hearing everybody talk about it. If you really want to get into it, I suggest that you go to the movies now because everybody's going to be packed in the movie theater this weekend with it being Thanksgiving and Black Friday. So I'm looking forward to it. I might even have to sneak in there. Don't tell none of my friends that said that, but I'm going to have to sneak in there. But pretty much that's what's going on the scene right now. And I will have more for you next week. And back to you, PJ.
All right, well, thank you for that, CK. So now it is currently, in your time, town around, it is 43 minutes after the hour, and we have come to the end of the road in the words of the very, very talented group, Boys to Men. This has been a wonderful show, the I Got Something to Say radio show. We've had a lot of great people, a lot of great things that have graced us and blessed us with their presence, but by far, hands down, tonight was definitely, definitely epic. So I'm going to go around the room and just tell us quickly what you're thankful for as we close out this segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show of the D Hour Show Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to start with you, CK. What are you thankful for as you do your closing remarks?
All right. I'm thankful for my life, my son. Most importantly, I'm thankful for all of you. You all have been a wonderful family to work with. And
I just say tonight was wonderful. I had fun. Grandma had fun. I heard GD in the back eating a donut. He had fun. So I'm blessed to have you all in my life. And thank you.
Oh, Mr. Al Norfolk, since we're going into overtime, what are
actually,
you thankful for? Oh, okay. All right. All right. So, D. Slate, what are you thankful for?
Well, you know, I'm just thankful, you know, for family and friends. And, you know, I'm thankful, you know, for my daughter. I'm thankful, you know, for having one of the most incredible crews that anybody could ever have in radio. And I am truly blessed beyond belief to have such incredible people that I work around and have such talented people that I work with that I definitely call family. And I definitely can't wait to see what the future holds. And I'm, you know, and I thank God all the time for giving me the people around that surround me that I work with. And thank you guys for the blessing.
All right. Yes, definitely. And Al has stepped out of the Anonymous Blue Studios, but we want to just thank him for his untiringly time and very talent that he shares with us every week. I am thankful for him being my fraternity brother and long life childhood friend and his beautiful wife and family. And just thank you, Al, if you're listening through our Anonymous Blue Studios, the reconnectivity. Just thank you so very much for your hard work and for your talent. And for your laughter. I want to just say I'm thankful for quite a few things. First of all, the breath in my lungs, the movement in my limbs, being able to have the opportunity to utilize my voice for the good, for the positive, for all the talents, being able to empower, inspire people, motivate people, most importantly, starting within myself. I'm grateful for my mother still being alive, 71 years of age, other family members, and my father has passed on. However, his spirit still remains within my heart. Another Thanksgiving without him, but I know even though you're gone, you should never be forgotten. Definitely, ladies and gentlemen, take the time to share with your family. If you're alone on Thanksgiving, understand that you're never alone. God is always there to whom you serve. Definitely get out there and enjoy yourself. Don't go into inflation or go into debt trying to, you know, buy out on Black Friday because the same sales will be made available at some given time. But enjoy yourself on these holidays and get out there and do something that you haven't had the opportunity to do but want to do, but most importantly, give back to someone else that is less fortunate than you. And I am fortunate on those terms to be able to have you as a part of our life and our family. So from our family here of the D.I. Show Radio Network and the I Got Something to Say on Blog Talk Radio, we thank you for tuning in with us on each and every weekday and, most importantly, Monday. And we thank you so, so very much. And for that, we're grateful and we're thankful on today. Tune in next Monday. You never know what you're going to get on the I Got Something to Say show. And continue to follow us on all the social network sites on Twitter and Facebook. And we want to say good night. Remember, life is short, and so is my real hair. God bless you all. Good night, and we'll see you next time.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Bond. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the D-Hour Show Radio Network.